You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
我们今天下午所要看的经文
The passage that we'll study this afternoon
是从撒母耳记下十九章的四十一节开始
Begins from 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 41.
这一段的圣经
This passage
很长
It's very long.
所以我不让弟兄姊妹一起来读了
So I won't ask you to read it all together.
但是我希望弟兄姐妹你们有圣经就把圣经打开
But I hope brothers and sisters If you have your Bible with you Please open it
你能够跟随着我们传讲信息的进度
If you can follow along the procession that we have As we're speaking
你能够跟得上
If you can follow that
知道我们在讲什么
You will be able to know what we're talking about
基本上这一段的故事
In general, this passage, this story,
是围绕着叛逆的示巴这个人
surrounds this rebellious Ziba.
十九节的末了那一小段
the ending part of chapter 19,
是让我们知道这个故事发生的背景
gives us the background for this story.
二十章一到二节
chapter 20, verse 1 and 2,
介绍示巴是什么样的人
Introduces what kind of a person this person is.
第四节到第十三节
Verse 4 to 13
是追赶示巴
It's the pursuit.
然后十四节到二十二节
And from 14 to 22
讲到消灭了示巴
It describes the ending of Sheba.
很简单的结构
This is a very simple structure.
在这段圣经里面
In this passage,
总共有几个三四个重要的人物
There are four main characters.
叛逆的示巴
Rebellious Sheba.
悲哀的妾
Sorrowful concubine.
残暴的约押
A violent Joab.
智慧的妇人
and a wise woman.
当我们来读这样子的经文的时候
when we see this verse, this passage,
我们求神能够借着这四种不同的人
we hope God can use these four different types of people
对我们的心说话
to speak to our hearts,
让我们学一点属灵的功课
and allow us to learn a spiritual lesson.
我们先来看叛逆的示巴
Let's first look at the rebellious Sheba.
如果你还记得19章41节到43节那段的经文
If you still remember the passage from the beginning of 2 Samuel chapter 19 to 43
在那里我们看到以色列支派跟犹大支派
We see that the tribes of Israel and the tribe of Judah
他们的肉体
Their flesh.
他们的骄傲
Their arrogance.
让他们一直有争竞
Caused strife between them.
让他们一直会争吵
Caused them to argue.
连他们同心合意的请大卫回来做王这件事
Even this thing on which they agree, which is to bring David back as king.
居然也可以吵
They can argue about that as well.
兄弟之间吵架
Arguing among brothers.
本来也没有什么大不了
It's not a big deal.
每一个家里都有
Every family goes through this.
然而偏偏就在这个时候
And yet at this time,
居然有一个匪徒示巴
There is this a rebel,
在这个时候他会来吹号
At this time, he blows a trumpet. He tries to incite.
然后就可以号召以色列人离弃大卫而去。
And calls the people of Israel to depart from David.
造成了新一次的叛逆。
To cause a new rebellion.
一些不太会读圣经的人
，some people who don't really know how to read the Bible，
他们就说
，they will say，
大卫呀
，David，
在上一章的圣经里面
，in the last chapter，
他跑去找犹大支派
，when he went to find the tribe of Judah，
请他们带头不要输给以色列人
，and told them not to lose to the Israelites。And to take the lead.
闯出了大祸。
This is the fruit of his actions.
如果大卫有信心,
if he had had faith,
他不要用人的方法,
not using man's methods,
他安心的祷告,
and he prayed,
就不会发生这件事情,
then this thing would not have happened.
这样的解释圣经啊,
such an interpretation of the Bible.
是讲对的道理
tries to speak the right principles
然而不是这段圣经所教导的
but it's not what this passage teaches
因为你要想想看
because if you think about it
这个时候是大卫班师回朝的时候
this is David returning to power
他带着他的军队
he's leading his army
要回到耶路撒冷去
to returnto Jerusalem.
而以色列所有的军队
and all of Israel's armies
全部都弃甲而逃
are on the run.
在这种的情况之下
under such circumstances
一个没有军队的以色列百姓
the people of Israel who have no army
他们有什么本钱跟犹大支派争吵呢
what right have they to argue with theThe tribe of Judah.
更奇怪的是
Even odder.
为什么就在他们吵得最热头昏的时候示巴会在这个时候出现呢
Why is it that Sheba appears at this time when the arguments have reached their fever pitch?
难道以色列的百姓全是脑残吗
Are all the Israelite people mentally handicapped?
人家说不要理大卫他们就说哦好啊我们就不要理大卫
When someone says don't listen to David they say oh okay well we won't listen to David
不要忘记了这批以色列百姓来干什么的
Don't forget what these Israelite people are here for
他们是来迎接大卫做王的呀
They're here to welcome David as king
哪里会这么人家一句话他们就整个脑袋都转了
How can their minds be changed by one word from someone else?
要知道
You need to know.
你如果读懂了撒母耳记下这段圣经
If you understand 2 Samuel, this passage,
你知道这个判断叛变啊
You know that this rebellion
不是人的主意
is not man's idea.
其实示巴的叛逆
The rebellion of Sheba
依然是耶和华神手中管教大卫的工具
continues to be a tool in the hand of Jehovah God to deal with David to teach him
这一章的圣经
this passage
在结束的时候
when it ends
23节到26节
From verse 23 to 26,
那里列出了大卫主要的一些手下的干部。
It lists a few main officers under David.
那一段的圣经
That passage
就是告诉我们
tells us
到那里为止
to this point
神对大卫的管教才结束。
God's dealing with David has ended.
大卫重新回到神的面前
He has come back before God
重新恢复到治理神百姓的地位上
And has been restored to his position of managing God's people
换一句话说
In other words
从12章11节
From chapter 12 verse 11
当神给了大卫罪犯罪的判决
When God gave David the sentence of his sin,
一直到现在
until now,
这一大段的圣经
this entire vast passage of the Bible,
是漫长的管教
is a long period of God dealing with David.
前后超过十年。
This period lasted over 10 years.
中间发生了许多让大卫心碎的事。
Many things that broke David's heart happened during this time.
女儿被强奸。
His daughter was raped.
儿子被自己的儿子谋杀。
One son was murdered by another son.
他最爱的儿子叛逆。
His favorite son rebelled against him.
圣灵花了这么多的功夫。
The Spirit uses so much effort
写这样的故事
to write this story
是要告诉我们一件重要的真理
is to tell us a very important truth.
短暂罪恶的喜乐
brief enjoyment in sin
带来漫长管教的痛苦
can bring about a long time of punishment.
不要轻忽罪恶
Don't take sin lightly.
因为罪的后果是必定的。
Because the consequences of sin is definite.
并且罪的后果是极为可怕的。
And the consequences of sin are incredibly terrible.
虽然我们可以求神赦免我们的罪。
Even though we can ask God to forgive our sins.
但是神不会拿去罪恶的后果。
God will not remove the consequences of sin.
这是为什么主在主导文教导我们要这样的祷告。
This is why God teaches us to pray in the Lord's Prayer.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Let us not face temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Save us from evil.
会读圣经的人
People who know how to read the Bible,
他就知道
they know,
示巴的叛逆
the rebellion of Sheba,
不是大卫政治手段的失败
is not a failure of David's political might,
是耶和华神管教的工具
is a tool for God to deal with David.
示巴是谁
Who is Sheba?
示巴是一个出身非常好的人
Sheba is someone from a very good background.
便雅悯支派
He's a Benjamite.
什么叫做便雅悯支派
What does that mean?
就是前朝扫罗王的人
He is someone who ran with the previous king, Saul.
许多圣经学者
Many biblical scholars
说圣经一直提到他是比吉利的儿子
The Bible continuously reminds us that he is the son of Bileal, or the son of Bichri.
可以推论出他是扫罗的亲戚。
We can deduce from that that he is a relative of Saul.
如果在中国的古代
if this was historical ancient China,
他叫做皇亲贵族。
He is a relative of the emperor.
如果用今天的现代
and today,
他就是官二代。
He will be a relative of an official.
他带领的叛逆
A rebellion that he leads.
他没有要消灭大卫王
He didn't want to destroy David.
他也没有自己要坐在大卫的宝座上
He also didn't want to be seated on David's throne.
他不过是要争取独立
He only wanted independence.
如果你查考圣经
If you study the Bible,
你就发现圣经对着示巴没有其他太多的记载
You will find that the Bible doesn't record Sheba as much.
可是圣经给示巴下的定论
But the conclusion that the Bible puts towards Sheba
称他为匪徒
calls him a rebel.A troublemaker.
匪徒这个字
This word
原文的意思
Originally
就是魔鬼之子
Means son of the devil.
圣经没有告诉我们示巴干了什么坏事
The Bible doesn't tell us what things that Sheba had done.
没有犯奸淫
He wasn't an adulterer.
没有贪污
There's no corruption.
那为什么评价他为匪徒呢？
But why was he deemed to be a troublemaker?
只有一个理由。
There's only one reason.
是因为他叛逆了耶和华所高的王。
It's because he rebelled against the anointed of Jehovah God.
他不但自己叛逆。
Not only did he rebel.
他号召北方的十个支派人一起叛逆。
He called 10 tribes of the northern kingdom to rebel with him.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
魔鬼之所以成为魔鬼。
The devil is the devil.
不是因为他找小三。
Not because he had a mistress.
不是他干了什么大不了的坏事。
Not because he did something terrible.
他就是叛逆耶和华。
It's just that he rebelled against God.
所有叛逆的人
All rebellious people.
叛逆都有理由
They have their reasons.
示巴觉得
Sheba thought.
大卫偏心
David didn't deal with him fairly.
高抬犹大支派的地位
He raised up the position of the tribe of Judah.
所以他造反有理
So that.He had a reason to rebel.
可是事实上
But in reality,
人叛逆神所设立的权柄
When man rebels against the authority that God has placed before them,
就是叛逆神
is rebelling against God.
也许许多的人觉得
Maybe many people will feel,
你讲示巴给我们听干什么
Why are you telling us about Sheba?
那是多少千年前的事了
This happened thousands of years ago.
干我什么关系啊
What has it got to do with me?
别忘记了
Don't forget.
在你我的生命中
In your life and mine.
我们不见得会或者有机会去做一些坏事
We might or might not necessarily have the ability or opportunity to do bad things.
因为可能我们够聪明
Because maybe we're smart.
我们不需要做那些坏事
And we don't need to do bad things.
可能我们够聪明
Maybe we're smart enough.
我们知道干那些坏事法律会制裁我们
We know that if we did these bad things, the law will punish us.
不会有好下场
There's no good to come out of it.
但是我们跟示巴一样
But just like us, just like Sheba,
我们很可能极度的叛逆神在我们生命中所摆设的权柄。
We might rebel extremely against God's authority in our lives.
对我们的父母。
For example, our parents.
对着我们的老师。
Our teachers.
对着教会的同工。
Co-workers in the church.
甚至于。
And even.
对着带领我们的小组长。
To our small group leaders.
如果没有顺服的心。
If we don't have an obedient heart,
我们很可能就成为神眼中的示巴。
In God's eyes, we might very well become Sheba.
叛逆。
Rebellion.
不一定是要对着干。
You don't have to directly oppose.
叛逆可以像示巴一样。
Rebellion can be like Sheba.
用行动。
Where in action.
用什么行动呢
?What action?
用不理不睬的行动。
Using this action of ignoring.
你大卫要做王。
David, you can be king.
我不睬你。
I don't care.
我走开。
I'll leave.
其实他要的是什么
?What does he really want?
他要的就是我要凭我自己来做我喜欢做的事。
He wants to do things by himself that he wants to do.
这样的人。
Such a person.
常常会干一件事
Very often they will do something
不但自己叛逆
Which is that not only will they rebel themselves
一定鼓励一些人叛逆
They will also encourage others to rebel
这样的结果
Such a result
非常可怕
It's very terrifying
简单的讲
To put it simply
什么叫叛逆
What does it mean to rebel?
就是不听上帝的话。
It's to not listen to God.
这样的心态。
And such a mindset.
今天在许多的教会中 依然存在。
And many churches still exist.
不要以为我们没有。
Don't think that we don't have this mindset.
圣经明明说
The Bible clearly tells us.
我们不但要尊敬父母以及神所设立的权柄。
Not only must we be obedient to parents and the authorities God put before us.
并且要在主里面顺服。
We need to be obedient in the Lord.
什么叫做在主里面顺服呢？
What does it mean to be obedient in the Lord?
就是他们的意见没有违背圣经的时候。
It's that when their advice, when it does not directly contradict the Bible.
不管我们喜欢不喜欢。
Whether or not we like it.
我们需要顺服。
We need to obey.
但是如果我们给自己找理由。
But if we find reasons.
我们故意不理睬。
If we ignore.
在神的眼中。
If we ignore them in God's eyes,
我们就是魔鬼之子。
We are the sons of Belial.
很多人都同意。
Many people will agree.
圣经禁止人做同性恋的事。
Many, the Bible condemns men acting, forbids men from acting in a homosexual manner.
你问很多基督徒
You can ask many Christians
你同意吗
Do you agree?
哦，同意
Yes, I agree
却忘记了
But then they forget
圣经对着每一个男人女人在一切的关系中保持圣洁
The Bible has commands regarding man and woman being pure in all actions
我们同意吗
Do we agree?
同意
We agree.
但是我们真的保守自己圣洁吗
But do we actually keep ourselves pure?
圣经要求我们
The Bible requires us to
被人误会
When we are misunderstood
被人伤害
When we are harmed
我们需要赦免
We need to forgive
我们愿意吗
Are we willing?
污秽的言语
Corrupt words
合理的贪心
Reasonable greed
是不是今天许多基督徒理所当然的叛逆呢
Aren't many Christians rebelling in this way?
严格的讲
Strictly speaking
很可能我们是现代的示巴
It's very likely that today we are Sheba
很奇怪的是
What is odd?
圣灵介绍完了示巴以后
is after the Spirit introduces Sheba,
他就带我们看见另外一个悲剧
It causes us to see another tragedy.
二十章第三节
Chapter 20, verse 3.
大卫王来到耶路撒冷进了宫殿就把从前留下看守宫殿的十个嫔妃禁闭在冷宫养活他们不与他们亲近他们如同寡妇被禁直到死的日子
And David came to his house at Jerusalem and the king took the 10 women concubines whom he had left to keep the house and put them in a house of confinement and maintained them but did not go into them so they were shut up unto the day of their death living in widowhood
你如果去读很多解经的书
If you read manycommentaries,
他们都以为这节圣经不过就是临时插进来的一句话。
They think that this verse is an interjection.
交代一下故事的细节。
Gives us a little detail on the background of the story.
他们却忽略了一个重要的事实。
And yet they forget a very important fact.
这是大卫回到耶路撒冷以后所做的第一件事。
This is the first thing that David did after he returned to Jerusalem.
如果是要交代一下故事的细节
If it was just a detail
这节圣经大可摆在这章圣经的末了
This verse can be put in the end of this chapter
你要记得
You need to remember
十二章
Chapter 12
十五章
15
十六章
16
那里的故事
And the stories that are contained there
你们可能到现在都已经不记得了。
You might not remember by now.
但是我可以给你保证一件事。
But I can assure you.
大卫可是记得清清楚楚。
David still remembers vividly.
当人们告诉他。
When people tell him.
加沙龙如何借着沾污他的嫔妃来羞辱他的时候
？When how Absalom humiliated him by using his concubines，
他一定会想起来。
He must have remembered
耶和华神给他的审判的宣告。
The condemnation, the sentence that God had given him。
撒母耳记下十二章十一节到十二节。
Second Samuel chapter 12:11-13。
我必在你眼前把你的嫔妃赐给别人，她在日光之下就与他们同寝。你在暗中行这事，我却要在以色列众人面前日光之下报应你。这是何等的悲哀！
How sad this is.
这个悲哀不只是大卫的悲哀。
This sadness is not only for David.
有没有想过这些妃子的痛苦？
Have you thought about the pain of these concubines?
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.